Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C., Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we both are sending everyone their greetings out there. And again, welcome to tonight's show. Tonight's show, of course, our topic this evening is going to be the power of the black dollar and why we should be a vested community. The power of the black dollar and why we should be a vested community. As you know, the New Africa Business Association is we are a local organization in the Washington metropolitan area, but there are many, many New Africa Business Associations throughout the country. So if you would go to the website, you would get the New Africa Business Association, D.C., New Africa Business Association .com, Washington, D.C. So that's but in other areas, but like I said, we're all over the country, and all of the different areas do just about the same thing we're doing here in Washington, which is identifying businesses in our communities, and we make no bones about it. Those businesses that we're trying to identify are African-American businesses. And the reasons we are trying to identify African-American businesses is because, like I said, of the strong dollar that the African-Americans are spending as consumers. So we're going to be talking this evening about reversing that strong dollar, but first of all, recognizing how strong that dollar is itself, and then turning that dollar bill around by networking with each other and finding out where are our African-American businesses, who is in business, whether it's a product or whether it's a business service. Tonight is a good time to get yourself known. Our mics will be open later on this evening, and we will be networking directly with our business entrepreneurs. But in the meantime, we're going to open up our conversation this evening, myself and Brother Aziz, by recognizing how strong the black dollar is and why we should become a vested community and invest in growing that black dollar right in our own communities. We'll be back after a brief station break, and we'll get started with tonight's show.
Time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere, I don't care. All night long I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning. Southern me, wow. I must get a hold of myself. Been a long time since I've been in love. I've been holding back, waiting for the right girl. I'm giving, ooh, giving my love, giving my heart, giving my time, giving you if you're the right one. Oh, I've got a bride. Every night I'm tossing, I'm turning. You're in my dreams, girl, you're in my life. Oh, oh, the love I found, giving to you, getting back to basics. What you're giving to me, I wanna do it right. Don't wanna make no mistakes. All the love I've got to give to you, and I know you've got a lot to give to me. Giving, talking about giving.
Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm the co-host Abdul Aziz Shaheed, along with our other host,
Blau Masalik Bynum.
And the song that you just heard was a song called Fair Exchange by Brother Mark Green, who's formerly and a member of the Moments, who is now Brother Azeem. But the Moments, as we know, was a real big group back in the 60s, 70s and that.
Oh, yeah. La, 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 means yeah. I love you, I think is one of the...
Yes, and Brother Mark Green was the lead singer. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's Brother Mark Green is also a member of our New Africa Business Association. And you can find more information out about him by coming to our New Africa Business Association website, as well as our talk show tonight about is how far and the investment and the spending of that black dollar is divided.
Okay, well, again, tonight's program, we're going to be talking about the power of the black dollar and becoming a vested community. Maybe
yes.
We need to explain just what we're talking about, Brother Aziz, when we're talking about being a vested community. Before I go there, though, let's go right on there. A vested community, of course, very simple.
Yes.
You have an obligation with someone. To become vested with a person, you know, the moment you become married, you're vested. The moment you have kids and you buy property together, there is some kind of obligation, usually a financial obligation, is what makes us vested. So that's what I mean about the community becoming vested, because we can, once we have a financial obligation, now we can become investors with each other and build our LLCs and grow our communities. But before look at that so lightly, I like to show the picture of why we should become a vested community and grow business collectively. we're spending more than $1.3 trillion a year. And this is coming right from our own communities. We're not talking about the overall American spending. We're talking about our own African-American community spending. So knowing that these types of business activities is going on in our communities, of course, it would make sense to, I know as a financial planner, a licensed financial planner, which I am, if I start talking about let's invest, I'm looking for a way to invest my money, then I would look for a portfolio of that investment. And if you look at the African-American community as a portfolio, and you see where this is a community that spends a lot of monies and have a lot of money to spend, but at the same time, they do not own any of their own businesses, which means they are consuming out their monies. Then as a entrepreneur, I would say that's a wonderful place to put my business in. And that's why you see so many businesses in the African-American communities owned by someone else other than African-Americans, because they know your community is a very, that black dollar is a very powerful dollar, and a very powerful dollar, and so that's where they would you're going to see outsiders coming into your communities and putting their businesses, which is an example again as to why we should be doing it ourselves, because if others will come in, and all you have to do is just look around you every day. And you'll see someone else in your community serving you your basic essentials, food, clothing, transportation, and housing. This is those essentials is what we must have to live. So, of course, those particular businesses we should be in control of ourselves. But the whole thing of it is that having businesses growing in our community where that black dollar is so powerful. And like I said, I emphasize our community. I'm not talking about trying to, you put businesses wherever you can, but I'm saying the African-American communities all over this country, you can go anywhere in our neighborhoods. You'll see beautiful neighborhoods, but boy, when you look at the commerce of that neighborhood, it's non-existent. They're going somewhere else, like we normally say, we're going to town. And going to town means you're going to somebody else's community other than your own. So you have to make the African-American community the town or the shopping place that you want to do business because, again, your dollar is just that strong. So if you, in other words, it pays to open the business, and of course, sole proprietors, as many of us as we possibly can, we should get in the business. But the success in growing businesses in the African American community is no different than the success of growing businesses in all communities, and that is they grow businesses collectively. They invest in their communities. They become vested, and they grow their libraries. They grow their police departments. They grow their fire departments. They grow whatever departments that they see that they need to make their town or their communities much more industrious. And of course, we are part of that a growth too, but we don't own, or we can't show any kind of owner or leadership into what we put into community growth, because community growth, like I said, once you go to town, it's real nice. It's when you go to the African American communities, a part of that town, it's where you won't see too much industrialization, and that's where we as African Americans. And that's what the New Africa Business Association is all about. And I would say, to, again, power of that black dollar, of course, you can just directly see that. But now as to how do we turn around that black dollar? And so all of our business listeners and Brother Aziz and anyone else who have any comments on just how we should go by doing that, I would invite you to join us. Call-in number for those who would like to join us this evening is 657-383-1372. Now, Brother Aziz, before we go to the open mics, or any comments that you like to make?
Well, yes, there is one. And for our listeners out there, one of the things that the New Africa Business Association is trying to do is that the Blog Talk Radio Show is trying to help restore businesses in our community. And, you know, we know by restoring businesses in our community that we're going to have produced jobs for people, take care of families in our community, a number of things in our community that's going to benefit our community. And I'm in love with the new Black Street Wall, new Black Wall Street out in Oklahoma. You know, they're doing the job out there that I think could be a great example for other business communities. So, you know, that's what I have to say, you know, right now.
So in that case, we're going to just end, Brother Aziz, we'll just open up the mics then.
Okay.
And anyone who wishes to share in on our conversation this evening, our mics are open again. Our topic this evening is the power of the black dollar and becoming a vested community. So if you're a business owner, our mics are, we're going to open these mics up. And we would invite you to share in on our conversation. Callers, are you on the air? Okay, Brother Aziz, we'll continue. And we will, as we go along, we'll let the audience participate. You know, Brother Aziz, not only the power of the black dollar is something that, of course, that's our power and that's our independence. Once we do turn that dollar around and turn our African-American communities into bring on more commerce in our communities. But the other power that we must control also is politics.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Politics, politics, once you those two entities, business and politics, African Americans, those are the two entities that exist in this country that we never really took control of. We just have always been a part of someone else. For instance, a Democrat or a Republican or what have you. But our independent political views and become registered voters now makes us sort of independent of what the Republican parties and what the Democratic parties may have in store, because I don't see anything that represents what we give to this country. I don't see any of that being returned. So again, we have to exert our own powers, and that power has never been exerted before. And what it is business and our politics. We've got to get our, especially our brothers, like the sisters are doing a pretty good job, but get some of our brothers registered so we can start controlling politics along with business. I think I heard one or two comments in the back. We got our mics are open. Everybody who is, I won't say everybody, but quite a few of us who we see a calling in, we do have you on an open mic. So you can join in on our conversation, and we are inviting you to join in on our conversation. So our mics are open for anyone who wishes to just have a suggestion or a comment. Callers, you are on the air. All right, Brother Aziz.
Yes, I wanted to say, you know, brother, when it comes to the power of that black dollar, you know, in politics as well as business, there is a scientific study that's been done just to see where the African-American community does spend their money primarily. And we know some of the areas that would be surprising and some of the other areas, but where we spend our biggest money is in automobiles, clothing, health, and beauty supplies. I should say in beauty supplies. We're supposed to spend a lot of money in beauty supplies. These businesses like that, when we go into other communities and spend that money, we're enriching other communities more and more and more to get more and more and establish more in our communities wherein when we do come together and are able to invest in our community, we don't, all the businesses and all the places that we would have been able to take a business are being occupied by other groups of people who are servicing our community. So they know, that's why there's very few black spaces or malls open in the African-American community that some type of business that isn't there, and it's from someone out of our community. When it comes to the politics, the politicians know that if they got our vote, that that's going to be money for them. And they're come down and have a little dinner or whatever in our community and that, but they don't leave anything there for us. Like you say, we don't see any changes coming or anything like that. So it's necessary that we continue and speak out and hope that people will listen to our program and see the need to invest in the African-American community. And we hope we're trying to get businesses to network together, African-American businesses to network together to bring more, share information about their businesses, as well as maybe invest in one another. But moreover, we are bringing these businesses on our website so that people that listen to the show can go to the New Africa blog, New Africa Business Association webpage, and look at some of the business owners that we have on our website and, you know, some of the products that they market. And this right here is inspiring because New Africa Business Association is all over America. But we have one blog talk radio show that networks in the rest of the New Africa Business Association in the country. And that is the blog, New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show out of Washington, D.C. So we will continue to try and promote and network African-American businesses as well as African-Americans that have ideas of different businesses they want to go into. And again, this is where network comes in. Other business people that's in our network will be able to help others that want to come into businesses and tell them the different things they have to do and how to establish their businesses. So, you know, these are the things that we look forward to continually doing in that. And again, tonight our mic is open for any of our listeners to participate. Hello? Yes, yes.
Hi, my name is Billy Parker with the Black Wall Street Market in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right. What was that name again, sis?
It's called Black Wall Street Market in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, great, great. And your name again?
My name is Billy Parker.
All right, Billy Parker. Glad to hear you come on our show, and we're glad you're part of the you listen to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show, and please share some information with us to let us know some more about you or things that's going on with the Black Wall Street Marketplace.
Yes, I hear you all talk about, bring the dollars back to our community, but it's hard for our people to, we're slowly changing, but it's people like you that slowly letting us know that we should give our money back to the our own community. What I have out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm giving every year around Black History Month, I give an annual Black Wall Street Heritage and History Festival in Tulsa. And this year, it's our fifth year, and our theme this year is Our Children, Our Future. And it's Saturday coming up, February 3rd, from 10 to 4. And it's free to get in, and it's located at Lacey Park Community Center, 2134 North Madison Place. And this year, if you get there about 10:30, we have a lady there that is showing a documentary called Rebuilding Black Wall Street, which depicts the Tulsa men and women of Black Wall Street who rebuild from the ashes after the 1921 massacre. So we want you to come see if you can identify your relatives who lived in the Greenwood area during that time. And we're trying to give back. I've been in business. I've moved to a 3-acre farm where we're going to be doing community gardens. We're going to have a museum. And we have a storefront, an African-American store. And so I'm trying to handle it. So we're located at 5616 North Osage Drive, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74126. And we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 6. So it is people out here trying to build businesses and make things happen, but we need our people to support.
All right, sister, we definitely appreciate your calling in, and I would but sister, you made a point there that I would like to hear much more about, and I'm certain a lot of our audience would, especially during this Black History Month, because the Black Wall Street is something that everyone sort of knows something about, but at the same time, I think during the Black History Month, if a representative of your community, and if you can arrange that, I will certainly set up the program as to where someone can come in and give us a clear understanding on Black Wall Street and that disaster that took place. We have fragments fragments of that information, but we would love for someone in your organization, and again, I would be more than happy to arrange the program to talk about that. And at the same time, any other business folks out in Oklahoma, including yourself, doing that program, we would set up, would certainly be recognizing any of the business folks in your area who participate in the program that we look forward to you and your organization putting together. Because, we talk a lot about you guys out there because we know what Oklahoma is an example. Oklahoma, going back with Oklahoma, and I look at the Marcus Garvey movement, and I look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's movements. Those very powerful movements in our history. It's something that has to be an example to us. Yes, sister, yes. Go right ahead.
Yes, that is so true. And I'm looking forward. We all got to be as one and collaborate together instead of trying to do things on our own. I mean, everybody got their little organization, but if we come together with one big organization, we'll be powerful. So that's what I'm trying to do here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And if you could call me off the air or whatever, my phone number is 918-770-6020, and we could talk more, you know. And if you all could come to the festival, that would be great, too. If you're, where you live? Where are you from?
We're out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, but like we were telling you, we're also a part of the National Muslim Business Council. So New Africa Business Associations are participating just like we're participating all over this country. And as far as a blog radio station, as far as a blog business radio station, at the moment we're the only ones, but hopefully you see that has to change, because you can see how we can social network and network marketing with each other every Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock, we've been doing this now for over 2 years. And I can tell you, sister, stay persistent, because we started 2 years ago. Nobody was talking to each other but Brother Aziz and myself. But now we're having calls from just about all over the country. So your persistence you're doing something like it, just stay persistent. Because like you said, the evidence is there. Over $1.1 trillion. We are spending that. And this is our own relatives. We're not talking about someone on the outside of our communities. We're talking about our own mothers, brothers, and sisters. So, again, we need to let our community know that we're in business, and we need to let them know that we can give them the business, the services, and the products that they deserve. And we have those markets where we can put folks in business. Because, again, the power of working together is already existing. It's just a matter of getting this information now out to you. We know stuff that's going on in this country collectively that the rest of our communities don't know, because we cannot get that information out there because our communication channels are sort of slow. But there are some very powerful things. For instance, in May, there will be all of the business associations will be coming together. We all come together once a year. And like I said, Oklahoma or different places, this year we'll be going down to North Carolina. Everyone will be coming together down there this year. But we know we move all over the country. And I've been to Oklahoma. I know that beautiful community that is out there in Oklahoma City. But I look forward to other places. And another thing I like to say, sister, is especially those of you in communities where there is land, where you own land. You see, food is something that is a necessity. And here in places like Washington, D.C., and other large areas where we don't own the land, but places like where you live, you do own the land. So there are many, many business ventures that we can get into if we get to know each other and become a vested community. You're absolutely right. So I would ask you to continue to work with us, and we will continue to work with you.
And if you could send me some information at my email, can I give you my email?
By all means.
Okay, the email address is B like in boy, ILLIE, P like in Paul, RKR, @AOL.com. And what I just moved here in June, so we have a 3-acre farm where the community and the family is going to come out and rent their own little spot and build their own little vegetable, whatever vegetable they want, and sell it here as a farmer's market. We have a flea market. So it's not easy work, but, you know, I know my creator is taking care of it all, so he's sending people out here to gather, you know, us together like that. But like in Oklahoma, our people is like bamboozled, or they're, you know, since we're the Black Wall Street, like, for instance, I have nieces and cousins and stuff. They would rather go outside. I don't know if they're teaching them in schools or what, because they rather go out south. Just for instance, I had a pair of earrings at the same price as out south. And The earrings was the same price. Now I'm selling mine for $5 maybe, and they're selling for $10. And they would go out there because they think it's a better deal. I don't know where that's coming from, but we have to change that slowly to show that. I had a cousin that I was selling helium, and she said, would my helium stay up like the person I sell? You know those little things we got to change ourselves about. But we are slowly working with people like you. That's what's helping us right there is – So I love to, a lady in Oklahoma City, her name Joyce Williams, is the one asked me to listen to you all tonight. So I really appreciate what you all are doing, and I hope to continue this effort with you all because we all got to work together.
Sister,
and I thank you all for listening to me.
Okay, and we, sister, give us that, repeat that email again sort of slowly to us.
Okay, B. I L L I E P R K R at AOL.com.
Okay, all right.
And then
go
to my website. I have a website, Black Wall Street Market.
Okay. Okay,
Black
and we definitely ask you to. I'm sorry, go right ahead, sister.
Yeah, I have a website you could go to, Black Wall Street Market, and follow me that way. But you'll see the flyer on there for the festival. And I do different little things every year. So I'm trying to build our community, and it's not easy, but it's working.
Precisely.
Slowly but slowly.
Precisely so. We would encourage you and any other entrepreneurs out there to send us images of what of who you are and what you do. That goes on our website. And our website, of course, goes all over the country. So we would invite you to do that. You can send that. You can send that to the New Africa Business Association.
That
would be the
New Africa
Business. I'm sorry, I said it again, sister.
New Africa Business Association.
Yeah, New Africa Business Association at gmail.com.
Okay.
That would be NABASSOC.
NAB.
NABASSOC at gmail.com. That would be our email address anytime you wish to communicate with us. And then go to our website. And then you can go to our website. You can check out our shopping centers and see all the different products that you can buy at wholesales or all the different events that are going on. And that would be the New Africa Business Association. New Africa Business Association. Washington, New Africa Business Association, D.C.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
New Africa, are you spelling A-F-R-I-C-A?
I will make sure that Billy gets everything she needs as it pertains to
Thank
the
you, George.
Website.
Hi, George.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'll make sure Billy gets anything that she may need. Brothers, as it pertains to New Africa Business Association.
Okay, well, we'll repeat that email. Our website, again, is the New Africa Business Association, DC.com.
Okay, and I'll be, thank you, Sir George, for turning me on, because we got to stand together and work together and be as one. And I'm for that, and we're going to do that. And I'll have to sign off. And thank you all for doing what you all do.
And Sister Joyce, any comments you want? You know, you're a regular, so we're always glad to hear from you.
Well, I thank you, brothers. I'm just going to reiterate what Sister Parker was just saying in terms of showing support to her this weekend, and we're going to be going there, and we're having several outfits for the sisters and brothers this time of year. We like to wear our African adornment. So we're going to have several outfits that we're going to be having there. And Sister Parker, she has set up where she's going to have entertainment. The children are going to be performing, doing traditional dance. Some of the theirs is coming from straight from the motherland, and it's just going to be an event worth attending.
Now, let me ask you something, Sister Joyce. What date is this event? And if you have any announcements on the event, can you send it to us and we'll put it out? Folks don't mind traveling. You know, there are plenty of folks who love traveling. So we'll
That's
put
true.
It out.
Well, I know you're going to be having another one, but this one will be Saturday.
Okay.
So if you want to be in the vicinity on Saturday, February 3rd, we'd be happy to entertain them. However, further in the spring would be probably the one that we could make preparations to perhaps attend because we'll have more time to prepare.
Okay. Okay. By all means, then we'll look forward to whatever information you send us. And you guys out there in Oklahoma, like I said, keep the networking up, keep the business growth up. Believe me, like you said, it's small. The reason it's small is because we're hidden out, we're drowned out by so many other large businesses, but we're taking a continue to put those businesses and continue to announce yourself in your own black community. There are no businesses there. They have to go to town to spend their money. So we want to make going to town right in the heart of our own community. Ain't no more you have to drive nowhere. Starbucks or anybody else that you want is right here in the community. And so that's our objective, is to build business right in the communities. And you can see it's worth it because, again, the monies that we're spending going to the so-called town. And going to town, we're taking those folks over $1.3 trillion. I was listening to programs where they were talking about, but anyway, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I was listening to an action program, and on that program, Dr. King's son came on. And in his closing remarks, he sounded just like we did. He was encouraging African Americans to do the same thing, to start developing businesses right in the heart of their own communities. And he reminded us all of the large consuming spendings that we are doing. And he also emphasized this, and the same thing we're saying, just think. At the end of 2018, if we could turn at least 10% of the $1.3 trillion, or we could turn that around, look how many millionaires we would have because of put it in your own machines. And those of you who are real smart, you know what the figure is when you say 10% of $1.3 trillion. I probably could give you that figure, but I don't feel like digging that hard. But those of you that are real smart, you see it's a large amount of money. So 10%, if we could do our best to just turn that around collectively this year, then that's what all of these businesses associations, including the one here in Washington, D.C., and the ones all over the United States, that's what our goal is, to see if we can actually turn around 10% of the consumer spending that we're doing on a national basis, and we're doing it by networking and getting to know African-American business owners all over the country, those who have a product to sell, a service to offer. We need to know all of our African American business owners, and here in the New Africa Business Association, we certainly would invite you to participate with us by going to our website, the New Africa Business Association, or DC .com, New Africa Business Association DC.com. And you will be able to bring up all the different activities that we are about. But we certainly would invite you to go to our shopping center And in that shopping center, you're going to be able to go shopping. You'll be able to go shopping on a wholesale basis, or you can buy from a retail. But it's all there, and that shopping center is continuing. It's continuously growing. If you are a business owner and you have an image, like you said, I don't care whether it's a large image or whether it's a small image, by being associated with the New Africa Business Association, we're going to promote your products or your services through the communities that network with us. And right there, I can tell you that arm is stretching. Throughout the metropolitan area, but look like it's going across many parts of the country. So we welcome your participation. We have about 10 more minutes. Our mics are still open. Callers, if you have any comments, we certainly welcome your comments at this time. Callers, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Bernice.
Hey, sis.
And hi, love. So good to hear your voice. Looking forward to the face-to-face. I have a suggestion.
Yes, yes.
And, sis.
And hello there, sis. Blessed New Year to all. And it's going to be a good one. This is going to be a good year.
Yes, yes, yes.
My suggestion is let us put this in our thought process. Let's see if we can start with small beginnings. And by that I mean if there is some way where we can tell the African American community, and I know this won't happen all at once, but if we're consistent, it can happen. After all, we went from Negro History Day to Negro History Week to Negro History Month. So small beginnings, let's look at it not as something that's going to happen all at once, but step by step. At the end of each month, if we can encourage all African-American people just spending their money, just those alone, not the businesses, but just our African-American community, to not buy anything from any businesses on the end of each month. Of course, we know that February, we can't start in February this year anyway. It's a little late. February would be the 28th or 29th. But on the 30th or 31st, whatever the end of the month is, for them to organize their spending so that on that particular day, do not spend. Just like we have an African-American month, let's have an African-American do not spend your money to anybody day. You can buy your groceries, you can buy your car, you can get your beauty supplies on another day. We'll talk about that later on where they'll get them. But nevertheless, impact the entire country on the 30th and 31st, end of each month, with African-Americans they're going to be buying on this day. You would be surprised how this economy is going to be impacted by all of us sticking together. You know, I always hear this expression, black people don't stick together. That's something we can stick together without having to get on a plane, train, bus, boat. We can do this by being in the comforts of our own home and saying, you're not going to get a penny from me today. That can work. The other part to that would be from the educational arena. I know here in Delaware we have a wonderful, and I'm going to start working with her now. I had to sort of sit back and see where she's coming from. But now that I know that our congresswoman from Delaware is into education and she's just into helping the black community, I can work with her from the standpoint of, well, what are you going to do with these monies that are not spent? Well, one small portion of it would be, and it wouldn't be a small portion, it would really be a big portion if you had these African Americans not spending on a particular day. We also have to give to our youth. So we can decide with these African-American children who want to go to college, how we're going to put aside some of that unspent money towards scholarships for our children who need it so desperately. That's one arena that we can look at. Don't spend on that day, but do give back to the African-American community through scholarships. And I know Ms. Blunt, because she's in the education committee the Capitol, then she'd be able to work with us to set up how that kind of committee or organization would work to help our young people. And so that could be from a political standpoint, an educational standpoint, and also, of course, from a spending standpoint. And there, as you said, there are many other things, but little small steps like that have huge impact. I just wanted you to consider if we can have beginning 2018 where our black people can little by little be encouraged to come on board with do not spend on that day. Buy your stuff if you must on another day. And, of course, the other part to not buying on that particular day, make it their business to buy something on our site, our Black Association. Buy on that site deliberately. I don't care if it's a lipstick. Buy on that site deliberately, or in your own areas or communities, deliberately go into your black communities and deliberately buy from a black business. That's all I have to say.
Well, you have said a whole lot there, sister, because, again, when we start talking about the power of the black dollar, the power of the black dollar, I was showing an example of the monies that we spend. But at the same time, the sister who just spoke, she is hitting the hammer right on the head, because what happens when you take away the spendings? And because, again, the power of that black dollar, I think about the movement during the civil rights movement, and I think it was Selma, Alabama, that they closed the city down for 30 days, and the city just everybody down. They just could not operate. Just closed it down. So that is a small example of how powerful the black dollar is. So what those sisters just suggested there, if that was to happen, you would see many powerful white folks, entrepreneurs, on your side, because they're not going to be racist when it comes to knowing that they're not going to make money. And that's the power of that black dollar. You're absolutely right. If African Americans would control their dollars, many things they would want from society, they would get. They would get just like that, because that's the power of that dollar. But and the sisters are exactly right. But in order for that to happen, sisters, you're going to have to be persistent. Talking about it tonight is a wonderful idea, but what's going to have to happen, that's something that has to be promoted. But once it is implemented and you do have a support on that, now you're supporting a business and you're supporting politics. So, and that's what, like I said, that's what the New Africa Business Association is all about. We want to be in control of business and politics. And two ways you control it: you control it politically, or you can control it by being business owners. So, sister, thank you so much for those comments. No, that was that comment is really what this organization is all about. Again, our mics are open. We got about 5 more minutes. Callers, you're still on the air. Okay, Brother Aziz, you got about 5 more minutes. Do you have any comments you want to make before we go into our closing, our part of the program?
I was going to say, I think it's a great idea what your sister came up with. maybe attempt to put that together, you know, of David.
Oh, and no doubt about it, we promote it. That needs to be promoted. That needs to be. And see, that's what the new Apple, like I said, at the present time, we are the only blog talk radio that talks business in the entire country. There are many blog talk radio stations that talk a different program, but when it comes to business, and the topic is business and politics, we're not finding too many communication folks that we can connect with. But I know they're out there. So again, I so use this program. It's not for just me and the New Africa Business Association. This program is for the community. We won't know how to exert our powers or your powers unless we hear from you. But you're absolutely right. Collectively, we can change. Collectively, we built the country. And so darn right, collectively, we can have just about what we want to have. It's a matter of how unified we really are. So you're right on it, sisters. We ask you to continue to come on with us every week. We'll continue to talk business, and we will continue to talk politics. Again, our mics are open. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. Any comments? We'll take them right now. Callers, the mics is open again for your closing comments.
Roy?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
I would like to see, I know you have people from all over the country who are listening in, even if they don't necessarily want to contribute. I would like to see if you could get people all over the country to at least go to their radio station or TV station and say this is what has been proposed to the African American community. And then if we consistently let the TV stations, and I know in this area they love to have good new news, and not, as Trump says, the kind of news he talked about, which we have that too. But nevertheless, if we could get people from all over the country, go to your radio stations, go to your TV stations and those news stations, and let them know this is what the black community is proposing to the black community. And slowly by slowly that word would get across. Go to your talk shows and let them know this is what the African community is proposing. We don't need to do that legwork ourselves, because we have too many black people on TV now who will be our voices.
And also make your announcements in your churches, various places.
Exactly. But we want it to be across the country. And I'm sure you have enough people on the blog across the country who can get this little small beginning started, and it will only grow. It's like a seed, but once you water the seed, it's going to sprout into something.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just got part one. We'll be back with part two next week, every Wednesday from 7 until 8 p.m. We will be right back here, and of course, you can see the power of the black dollar and our community investments is not over yet. So we will continue this conversation next Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Thanks for
standing. And that's Eastern time.
And that's Eastern Standard Time. You're absolutely right. Thanks so much for reminding me. Brother Aziz, I'm saying good night to you. Anything you want to say within our closing?
Just thank you all for calling, and hope to hear from you next week.